Blog Talk Radio. What's your sign? Do you know? Let me guess. You're Scorpio. What's your rising? Where's your moon? Scorpios are pretty cool. See, I'm a Sag, so they say. I'm a butterfly, I like to play. I'm always aiming into the sky. I point my arrows extremely high. 'Cause everyone has a sign with a supernatural divine. Believe or not, if you're so inclined, 'cause in this great big universe, we're the stars on Earth.
Good evening, it's Dr. Craig Martin, and this is Inside Connection Radio on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from Los Angeles every Thursday at 8 p.m. Welcome. Tonight, I feel like I am going on the air in competition here a little bit with the end of President Obama's speech. So if there are a few people who are checking in late tonight, I can understand that. But I did want to do a show tonight because Venus moved into Leo this afternoon. And that's kind of an amazing energy, and I wanted to be able to talk about that a little bit tonight and answer anybody's questions that they might have about Venus energy, or Leo, or how the two might be in combination. So I do want to welcome everyone to the show, and I want to let you know that it is a call-in show, and it's always good to do readings. Call-in number is 213-943-3395. If you're online, you can see that at the top there on the top navigation bar, guest call-in number. And if you're listening in the archives, you can always try and find me privately at drcraig.com. If you're looking for me on Twitter, it's AstroHealer, and on Facebook, it's Dr. Craig. So we're going to go right over to the Global Energy Minute and talk about where the planets are right now. So we're in mid-Virgo. We're like 15 degrees Virgo, halfway through Virgo, and only a couple of weeks to autumn, having had about 5 weeks now of over 90 degrees in Los Angeles, or however many days it's been. It feels like 5 months of it. It will be nice for autumn to finally break here. Tonight we're having Mercury at the same degree as the sun, so we're having a Mercury-Sun conjunction. It's awesome, and it represents our ability to speak in detail because both are in Virgo, so we're adding energy, the sun, to Mercury, communication, speech, listening, Virgo, detail. It adds energy, the sun, to our ability to communicate the details or to have meticulous kind of strength. The moon is actually just about to go into Gemini, and it will probably be doing that while we're on the air tonight. So that's good. It's a transition from a moon in Taurus, which is a very fundamental, very practical, very beautiful moon, to a moon in Gemini, which is talkative, lively, social, funny. Maybe I'll even find a little bit of my own sense of humor here tonight with you. Venus, 0 degrees Leo, and moving in nice and slowly. It's not even at a half a degree yet, just right there, right, just having left Cancer. And Venus in Cancer is quite lovely because it's a maternal kind of nurturing and doting kind of love. Leo is going to bring a whole different kind of energy, and I liked that I put a picture up there on tonight's segment of a lioness. So Venus in Leo, let's think lioness energy, and we'll get back to that in a little while. Mars going a little more deeply into Scorpio, 9 degrees. That's a very intense Mars energy. Anybody that's wanting to take initiative move forward with any kind of plans, now is the time maybe to seek financing, find a partnership. Or if it's strictly about yourself, to be able to have the kind of intimate conversation with yourself as your own partner in whatever project or initiative you would like to take. Jupiter sitting right there in Gemini still and getting ready to go retrograde. Saturn moving very quickly. We're almost in the 27th degree of Libra on our way into Scorpio. Oh, there are going to be changes starting in October when that Saturn, old man Saturn, gets into Scorpio, which rules a lot of change and transformation. Uranus and Pluto still in that tight square between Aries and Capricorn. We've talked about it a number of times, and it lasts a long, long time. Neptune moving back almost all the way back into Aquarius, but it is going to stop at 0 degrees and go back direct again. It is not making any aspects right now with any of the other planets. So Neptune's kind of hanging out there by itself. Later on tonight, when the moon does move into Gemini, we'll have a moon square Neptune. So look out for your dreams tonight. They could be kind of unusual. They could be kind of intense. They could be kind of almost a little bit confusing. If you're using the energy properly, even the moon Neptune square could provide access to the unconscious. So if there's a clarity in your unconscious, if you're really feeling like you're in touch with yourself and what it is that you need and where it is that you want to go, then tonight could be a very good night for you to access good quality dream time messages. So I am going to spend a little bit of time talking about Venus in Leo, but what I want to do is jump right over here to the switchboard and see who's hanging on. Karen in the desert.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What desert are you in?
Oh, Four Corners area.
Oh, okay. Have I ever read for you?
No, you have not.
Okay, great. If you'd like for me to, I'm going to, as my first caller for the night, I often don't open up my astrology software in advance, so we'll get to hear the lovely chime of my astrology software as it opens up on the computer. Let's get your birth information. Karen, what's the first initial of your last name? Say it again.
Yes.
And can I get your birth information?
12/20/56.
Right. And the time?
5:24 a.m.
Awesome. And what place?
Omaha.
Okay, great. So I see that you actually have a low degree of a moon in Leo, so this Venus in Leo is going to be transiting your moon this week. That could be very nice for connections with girlfriends, women in general. For you, it could even be your partner if you're with someone, because the eighth house is about an intimacy, a connection. It's a sort of a loving energy. It brings a very loving energy to you this week. So that's one nice thing that I see. But do you have something in particular that you want me to look at?
I've got a business deal that is looking like it might work out with a company, a long-term kind of relationship leasing.
Leasing the property?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And is it a woman that you're doing it with? Who's wanting to sign the lease?
It's actually a corporation, and it's a man that's...
okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good. There are some signs in your chart right now that, like, business dealings with women are not going to be as good right now as business dealings with men. But you do have Uranus conjunct your Mars. So if any, like, I did want to tell you one thing about it. If any kind of, like... almost like sudden or unexpected changes come up surrounding it, keep your cool, because often they will dissipate as quickly as they come in. So if you like, if it seems disrupted or it's like something's not going right, it doesn't mean that it's going to, you know, fall through or that it's not going to work out for you. It simply means that you're being asked to be flexible and to allow the kinks to work themselves out.
Yeah, there are issues with the realtors because they expected a sale and didn't anticipate a lease, so we don't really have a firm agreement on that. They seem
right.
to be more interested in themselves than me at the point.
Right. Well, I think that, like I said, if there's any like kinks to work out, all you need to do is hold tight and they will work out.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good night and thanks for calling into the show. So Venus in Leo and that lioness energy and our ability, we know something about like the female lion. She's very proud. She's the one that goes out and does the hunt. She's actually very fierce, but she's very sleek and she's very regal. And when we take that energy, the energy of that lioness, and we bring it to the element of love, we get a very proud, regal kind of love. And I think our ability to love one another right now is something that we could put on display. In other words, it's something that we could show. Leo is a certain kind of showiness. So while that Venus in Cancer, again, was very nice because it was very maternal, it was warm, it was hugging or a shoulder to cry on or someone making, you know, your boo-boo better, Leo, in when Venus has moved into the sign of Leo, we have something altogether more demonstrative, meaning capable of being demonstrated. So, you know, I have a lot of people in the practice who might say to me, no, well, if this person or so-and-so loves me, how can I tell if they don't show me? And I agree with that totally, because we have to be able to show someone we love them in order for them to really know. Yes, sure, we can, you know, be like, oh, I know this person loves me. I really know they do. But nothing feels more reassuring and nothing feels more powerful to us palpably than someone who's capable of demonstrating the love that they have for us. So Venus in Leo right now is this opportunity to create a demonstration of our love. It can be for our children. It can be for our parents. It can be for our husband or wife. Venus doesn't discriminate in the love. There's love for community as well. And I think that Venus in Leo is our opportunity to say, here, let me show you how much I love you. Let me be able to have my own dramatic moment. You know, Leo also rules playfulness, kind of nice. And it rules romance as a part of play, as a part of our ability to play with one another. The interesting thing about play is that it's creativity that's done for no purpose. We have creative sense of play, particularly for no purpose. It doesn't necessarily accomplish a, you know, anything. We sit down to play a game with each other, a board game or something. It's just for the point of having fun. So Leo rules fun. Leo rules creativity in its own way. And Leo rules play. And this Leo, Venus and Leo energy is this playful, fun, and romantic kind of energy that's capable of demonstrating itself to each other. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic, but it's that that's one facet of it, right? One facet of it is if it's with a romantic relationship, then it's capable of manifesting romance out of the fun and playfulness. So Leo is a conversation about play. What is play? And as I said, it's something that we do. It's one of the only things we do, actually, creatively. Because being playful is being creative. We make up games. You see children playing. They make things up. They have their imagination. They're playing. There's a creativity that goes along with that that has no particular purpose other than to have fun. It's quite nice. And why shouldn't love be that way? So Venus in Leo is a very nice place for, Venus to be, because the playfulness of love, why love, we can love for no other reason than to love. We don't have to have any particular need for it. We don't have to have any particular want for it. We don't have to have any particular desire for it to necessarily accomplish a result in who we're loving. We can simply love each other because it's fun to love. Now, there is a beautiful thing behind that Venus in Leo energy. So, I had a caller in the switchroom, in the switchboard, and they just checked out. But I have more callers there. So let's go over and say hello. Caller Mary Lou Who?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm tired. I haven't been able to sleep well.
You haven't been able to sleep?
No.
Because of the hurricane?
Yeah, well, the kids got time off school and the hurricane, for the hurricane, and I had work to do, so I'm kind of sleep deprived.
Mary Lou, I haven't had a chance to tell you on the air how much I admire your photographic work and this collection that you've put together. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Why are you putting me on the spot? Yeah, I've been photographing homeless people in Miami for 19 years, and I'm trying to get it to a place where I can finish it up and market it as a finished product.
Right, and the title is?
Structure Out of Chaos, and it's about homeless people who build their own buildings and live in them, shanties.
Structure Out of Chaos.
Right.
Yeah. It's I had the opportunity, because of a link that you sent me, to see this really beautiful collection, extremely moving. And I have gone all over the world, and I'm quite the art lover, and have even been to like the Annenberg here in Los Angeles. Do you know the Annenberg?
No, I don't.
I think you should write them. It's the Annenberg Museum for Photography, and it's in Century City, and I think that they would love to hear from you. Honestly do. So Los Angeles-based non-for-profit photography museum that has hosted some incredibly powerful and beautiful retrospectives on photography. I went over there couple of times. I think the Annenberg right now has something about people who have shot rock and roll, rock and roll artists. But I went over there last year and saw a program of like extreme photography, these four or five photographers who have gone and done like amazing, like under the Antarctic ice shelf and stuff like that. That was pretty crazy too. So, but their work is comprehensive and across a broad spectrum. And I think you should contact them and just say hello. And you'd love to share some of your photography with them and see if there's any interest there. Because it's a very politically minded, politically active group, the Annenberg Foundation, and I think that they would be really interested in your work.
The problem I have at the moment is funding the completion of it.
Uh-huh.
And that's hard with the subject matter because there's some politicalness to it, and it doesn't sell. Like when you're talking about photographs in Antarctica, you can fund that project by selling prints of it because people will buy it. People won't buy this topic until it's a published book and you have name recognition. So it's a
right
too.
Right. Still, it's hopeful. It's a hopeful book that's showing how people who are even at the lowest points in their lives or the lowest points of life, that they can actually create something of endurance. And there's almost like a message there that we're all looking for structure, that we're all looking for, you know, a way to express stability and security in our lives.
I think you're writing my book for me.
I just know that you're tired and you've been through a lot. I want to let my callers that know that Mary Lou lives in New Orleans, and they had that terrible hurricane again, Isaac, there within the last 10 days, and that there was tremendous amount of flooding, and that it's amazing that you can even be on the air with me tonight, and that I'm always really grateful, you know, when you're there with me in the show, and that I'm happy that you and your family are okay.
Well, actually, you're really sweet, but I experienced a rainstorm and loss of power for a week, and the stuff that went on around us.
Yeah. Well, loss of power for a week, just that. This loss of power for a week. I'm not suggesting that you were flooded out of your home.
I'm just saying
that there were people there who were, and that's how, you know, like a city has a lot of troubles. It's like your city, again, went on some kind of, you know, crisis management, natural disaster management mode. It wasn't business as usual in New Orleans.
No, it wasn't. But
right.
But whatever you all saw, I didn't see.
That's okay.
No,
that's
okay. I don't really
know. That's
okay.
I understand that it's a big place. It's a big place. And I don't have an image of that you were underwater, and I don't even think in 10 days you could be on the show with me and have an internet connection. But to not have power for over a week, nobody likes that. Nobody likes that experience, and then to be followed by probably tremendous heat and humidity. And you're just being modest, I know that, and you're not saying you got flooded out of your house, but I'm saying it's awesome that you're able to be here with me tonight.
You're sweet. What I'm saying is, with the lack of power, I hadn't seen the news. And now, once I got power, I didn't have time to watch the news.
Right.
So I know that there was flooding around us, but I don't have the reaction that you all had by looking at it.
A lot of flooding, and of course there was a lot of flooding in Mississippi and those areas to your east, because that's where the, you know, really low-lying, and those people don't have some of the levees and other storm protections that the city has. So I think there was a lot of destruction outside of there. But it is sad that, you know, that your area again got hit by another natural disaster, and we're glad you're okay.
You're so sweet. You're making
listen, I got a couple of people holding on the line. Why don't you hold on, and I'll come back.
Okay.
Area code 347, you're on the Inside Connection.
Hi, good night. How are you?
Hi, I can't really hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Okay, good night. I'm Tiffany. I'm calling from New York.
You're Tiffany, and you're calling from New York. Hi, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Have I spoken with you before?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, that's fine. What's the first initial of your last name?
C.
And when's your birthday?
5/23/1983.
And when's your birth time?
1:27 a.m.
And when's your birthplace? Where?
Brooklyn, New York.
Love Brooklyn, right? Are you still living there?
Yep.
Awesome. So, have you ever had your chart read before?
I've had it read once, yeah.
Read once? Well, let me read it for you a little bit right now. Wow. You got a really intense chart. You do. You have a really intense chart. Sometimes if you feel like you're all over the place, that's because you are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk a little bit about this big polarity between Gemini and Sagittarius. You have four planets in Sagittarius, then you have four planets in Gemini, and you have, wow, really strong chart. So you're a communicator and a truth seeker, and I hope that you've, you know, like, been looking into getting yourself some advanced college education. Are you in that right now? Are you moving through that?
No.
No? Do you want to go to college?
No. I'm establishing my business. That's what I've been working on.
You're starting your own business?
Right.
Okay, that's cool. Are you working with any international people, or are you just working locally with New York?
I would say a person that's helping me, he's international. Yeah.
What's your business, hon?
Oh, I design handbags.
Handbags.
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's great. I would hope that you're communicating a message to go along with it. Like, in other words, the way that a handbag complements someone, because your chart has got a lot of Libra in it, which is more than I would say, like, just a fashion accessory for you. You have to be able to talk about the relationship that people have and the way that it's, like, the cultural cross-cultural. You have to communicate something. You have a very communicative chart.
Okay.
You know, like you have a chart where you're really wanting to say something. You're really wanting to, you know, connect with people and say something. And again, it's about that relationship that you're having with people with your product is the relationship that they need to have with the product.
Right.
So don't forget, when you're getting ready to try and sell that and move forward, that it's an important part of what you want to bring to the table. And as far as transits that you might be having, you're just finishing up your Saturn return. So if there's any business partner or anybody involved in, you know, doing this business with you, that's a good thing, because you have Saturn also in Libra. If you're trying to set up any kind of a relationship with a banker or any other kind of business person, now's a good time to do that, even in September, October.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
Yes. Do you see any travel possibly?
Travel? That's why I was talking about international. I see a lot of travel if you want to travel. You know, you have the chart of a traveler. You know, and I feel like you need to expose yourself to a kind of international travel, wherever it is that you feel like your handbags are like a positive fashion statement for you. Where you think they belong is where you should go.
Okay.
And yes, make it happen.
I will. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, hon, you're welcome. Have a good night.
Yes.
Mary Lou, I'm back with you.
Hi.
How are you, dear? You getting tired?
Oh, I've been tired.
I didn't mean to make you hold the phone either. I know you're calling long distance. So did you want me to look at your chart a little bit?
Sure.
All right, let's take a look. Yes, Mary Lou. That's how I have you in here. Wheeling, West Virginia. I'll look at your transits, you know. I'll give you like a little local couple month or something like that. Mary Lou, good God, you look great.
Good, because I feel horrible.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the Chiron return, too. So Saturn is conjunct your Sun because you're a Libra. That's not easy. And that peaks on September the 20th, and then it finally ends. So you'll be happy to know that. You may feel a little low energy, and you may feel a little oppressed and a little bogged down, particularly on the 20th of this month. Doesn't look like the you know, happen skippy day. Good days, though, for you, really good days, like the 15th, the 17th, the 19th, excellent days, the 23rd. 20th, lay low. 27th. So there are some good days coming. And then what I see coming between October and January, okay, is Uranus is going to be trine your natal Mars. So you're going to have some sudden opportunities to move yourself forward. I think you should definitely find an address and just say, you know, you were talking to a counselor in LA and he mentioned the Annenberg, and you know, you need to get some exposure, Mary Lou, and you need to feel confident and positive that you can get it. So sometimes when I talk to you, if I hear that, you know, like a little apathy in there, no, let's not have apathy. We got to kick some butt in order to be able to make it happen, right?
It's tense.
Yeah.
Sorry, my computer talks.
That's fine. So, you know, other than that, like I said, Neptune's going to be conjunct your Jupiter, and that's very positive. It's very positive for exposure for your art. You know, you have a really nice year. Good fall, good year coming up. Just work it. Work it. Keep working it. Keep putting it out there. I see a lot of positive things. You and I talk, and then sometimes I look at your Facebook page, and I'm like, wow, she's really moving forward, you know. So I'm proud of that for you, and I hope you keep it up.
You are so sweet.
Oh, yeah. Just like pie, and let me tell you, if you dip my sugar into your, if you dip my finger into your coffee, it's going to come out sweet.
All right. That's just pick her up. I needed it today. Thank you.
I love talking to you. If you don't want to hold the phone, that's fine. I understand. I see you in the chat room, too. So, but I also know that when you call in that you're calling an L.A. prefix. So have a good night, and
well,
I will be on next week.
I'm on Skype. It's fine, but
oh, okay.
It's just a matter of whether or not I just finally go kaput from going.
Sleep.
But
I'm with you now. Okay, I'm gonna take somebody else in the chat room.
All right, thanks.
All right, hon. Bye. Area code 337.
Hello.
Are you on with me? Area code 337. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Have you called into the show before?
No, this is my first time.
Okay, great. Not that it matters. I just like to know if I'm talking to somebody I've talked to before. Let's see. So, your name?
Pamela.
Pamela?
Uh-huh.
And your first initial of your last name?
B.
B. Birthday?
6/4/71.
Got it. Time?
3:51 p.m. I'm sorry. 3:50.
I love everybody knows their birth time. It's fantastic. And where were you born? What town?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Are you calling me from Louisiana?
Uh-huh. I'm about, I heard Mary Lou, who, she's 2 hours away from me. She's in New Orleans, and I'm in Lafayette, so it's like, I'm 2 hours east of New Orleans.
That's great. Well, you got, you got your butt kicked by that rain, too.
A little bit. We had a lot of wind. It was, the lights cut off a couple of hours, but the New Orleans area and south of New Orleans and some other parts that were near the water, they got really hit bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
So you're okay, too?
Yeah, we're okay.
Great.
Thank God.
I'm glad to hear it. Awesome. Okay, so, Pamela, you're in the middle of... You're in the middle of what's called the midlife crisis. I'm sorry to tell you like that. Are you? I know. Isn't it crazy? Doesn't everything feel like upside down for you?
Oh, goodness, and it's kind of early. I'm only 41, and I'm going through it already.
Well, in astrology, 41 is the midlife crisis.
Okay.
And it's the time. It has to do with one big planetary change, okay? So it has to do with a time when we feel restless and want to create for our life things that we've been looking for, things that we've been wanting to happen, but maybe they haven't quite happened yet. Right. Or if we're involved in something that doesn't feel right, then we decide to let it go. So a lot of times, 41 to 42... If someone's not in a good marriage, if they're not in a good job, if they're not in a happy place in their life, they overthrow it so that then they can try and create a new clean slate so they can move on to some kind of happiness.
Okay.
Now, this process takes a couple of years. So it can happen between 42 and 44. You know, it's not like it's something that comes upon us, for anybody that's born in the early 70s, if you're born in 70, 71, or 72, you're going through this. Now, your Uranus natally, where the planet Uranus was when you were born, is in Libra. So it has to do with relationships. Do you have children?
I have two, ages 22 and 18.
How old are they?
22 and 18.
22 and 18. And a 22-year-old also has just, like, kind of, like, broken out and done some, like, you know, new thing and has been a little rebellious and maybe is settling down a little bit?
Oh, a little bit. He's coming to the realization that he's not a baby. He's worse
right.
than my daughter.
Right.
My daughter's the baby, and he was really, really worse off. He was rebellious when he was in high school, then now since he's older, he's realizing that he's a grown man and he needs
right.
to handle his business and not rely so much on mama.
Right, which is great. That's great. So I think some of the change, interestingly for you, is seeing that your children are becoming independent from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely mm-hmm. okay, because in your chart, Uranus rules the fifth house in your chart, which is the house of children. That's why I asked you. And because some of the change and the restlessness that you're going to have is, now that my children are independent, what am I doing?
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. So do you have a partner? Do you have a lover?
No, I'm not, because for the past few years, I've been focusing on family, business.
Right. Okay, but I can tell you that next year for sure, someone's
mm-hmm.
going to come in, and they're going to come in very suddenly into your life, and it's going to be almost like a sweep you off your feet, and you got to be very careful about it. Not because it's going to be a bad person, but because you're actually going to be a point in your life where you're going to be so ready for that kind of a surprise that it's
mm-hmm.
going to, you might be a little off your guard for it, and yet it's one of the things that you're really wanting to stir up your life right now as you move forward.
Okay.
I love this Venus and Leo energy. It's in your 10th house.
Uh-huh.
Are you working?
I have a home-based business.
Home business?
Home-based business.
Yeah, that's great. That's
mm-hmm.
great. And how do you market it? Do you go out and meet people?
Oh, hell no. Oh, no. I utilize the internet. I was in corporate America for 20 years, and I got laid off last year.
Hell no.
Oh, at my age, I can't even try to even do that. So I believe in
at your
working.
Age? You just told me you were too young for a midlife crisis.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm speaking in terms of being smarter, working smarter, not harder. So it's like for me to go out and meet people and do all of that when there's the internet, it kind of kills like two birds with one stone.
Okay, but you know, you can meet people by putting yourself on YouTube, right? By promoting your product.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean, too. I don't necessarily mean, but like, going out and shaking hands. Are you out there? Right now is an excellent time for you to promote yourself and put yourself out there. Because you've
mm-hmm.
got Venus in the 10th house, which is nothing better than having, like, your own personal loveliness in front of the public.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, whatever it is, you know, like as you say, you're making your dreams happen, but that's a part of the same midlife change. It's a part of, you know, what don't I have that I really want to have, and how can I make that happen? And it sounds like you've been working on it.
I've been going through the motions. It seems like this energy that you're speaking of, I've been feeling it since last summer, and it looks like every 6 months it is almost like it started last summer, then December it pushed more, then when the spring came, it was like something's got to give. Now I'm at this point where it's like, wait a minute, hold up. I know I'm not going crazy. Something is going on, so I just had to balance my energy, meditate more, and just rechannel my energy and focus on what I want. So
yeah, well, you have a very spiritual chart, but that's the way that you're going to be bringing financial success and financial energy into your life, is by focusing on that spiritual meditative path. You have Sagittarius in the second house, which is a spirituality behind money, spirituality behind the wealth that you're looking for. You also have Jupiter in the second house, and it's the sign of somebody that can actually make money and make it easily. It's just that you have to have it connected to a higher truth, or it feels really shallow to you.
Right, right, exactly. Exactly, and it don't help. Well, I'm not going to say it doesn't help, but the fact that I've been in corporate America for a long time, I know exactly when it sounds like a good deal, when it don't sound like a good deal immediately. So it's like I know when I need to get into something, and I know when I got to pull back. So that's kind of like a blessing.
Yeah, yeah. Really good to talk to you tonight. Is there anything else
thank
I can
you,
tell
you
about
you.
Your chart? Do you have any other questions?
Okay. No,
you're
no,
really
no.
a very relationship-oriented and, you know, very strong, reliable, powerful woman. You can communicate. You've got a grand trine in air, which means
uh-huh.
you have all three air signs in your chart. You have Libra rising. You're a Gemini. You have Mars
mm-hmm.
in Aquarius. You're, like, fair-minded. You want to be generous to people. It's a very, really good chart, you know, like a very, very high-minded, very caring, very generous chart. You know, you'll work that out. Do you own your own home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you what, I'm not trying to change the subject, but I did my birth chart. I went to one of the websites where you get a free reading, but the only thing is I have trouble with when it goes into oppositions and squares and what's in the
uh-huh.
different houses. It's like I follow it, but then it just goes right over my head. Because
well,
like,
you know, what it is some of it is what you're talking about is just the aspects. For instance, like certain, it's just aspects, meaning that the planets are in angles with each other. Opposition just means things are opposite to each other, like Taurus is opposite to Scorpio.
Okay.
That's all it's really saying, or a square means that something is at 90 degrees. And I understand, like, if math wasn't your big subject, then some of those things sound like, what the hell? But the truth is that all it is an angle. So everything has sort of got a relationship to one another. And just real quick for everybody out there, because I love the astrology so much, conjunctions are generally good, and that means that things are right next to each other. Oppositions are could be good or could be bad, and that means that things are opposite to each other. Squares are usually not so good. That means that things are at right angle to each other. And sextiles and trines, those are usually good. Those mean that things are positively aspected. So it's really kind of simple. It's just that they put big words to it.
Oh, okay. All right now.
All it is is the angle. That's all it is. And so when you say, like in your chart, for instance, you have the moon square the midheaven, sometimes it's difficult for you to get involved in relationships because your career and your relationships are sometimes battling one another, and you have a hard time sometimes finding room for both.
Mm-hmm. That is so
right.
true.
Okay, so that's the square. It's something difficult, okay? But if you
mm-hmm.
also have in your chart positive things like Mars and Aquarius trine the sun. That's a positive relationship. So when you take initiative or you have people come over your home or you have a party or you have people, you know, especially in your home life, you get a great deal of sense of humor and communication and socialization. There's a positive aspect between the way in which you're able to talk and communicate and the friends that you want to have. So
mm-hmm.
that's all it means is the aspects are the relationships. Are they going to be easy or are they going to be more challenging?
Okay.
And
okay,
thanks for
okay.
giving me a chance to answer that question because I love talking a little bit about astrology to people just to show
oh,
them
no.
that it's built around, you know, interpretation, obviously, and that's what I do for a living, but it's built around interpreting something that's mathematical and has something really beautiful as a foundation, something called sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. All right. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
bye-bye.
Hon. Have a good night. Well, you're listening to the Inside Connection Radio, and I'm Dr. Craig Martin, coming to you live from Los Angeles at 8 o'clock on Thursdays on Blog Talk Radio. I want to send out a special shout-out to my archive listeners. It's always nice to see when Blog Talk sends me the stats that there are so many people who are interested in the Inside Connection. And I also want to thank the people in the chat room, yay, to my chat room listeners, and the people who are regularly listening to the show live with me each week. I'm always grateful to have you with me. I have another person in the chat room now in the on the switchboard. Area code 336.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight? You're on the Inside Connection.
I'm doing just fine.
Have I ever talked to you before?
No, you haven't.
Okay, hi. Let me find out your name. Would you like me to read your chart for you?
Yes, I would like that.
Okay, great. What's your first name?
Just say D.
One more time?
D.
D.
Yes.
And your first initial of your last name?
Do you need my maiden name or my
your parents? Either name.
F.
F. So yeah. Your birthday, D?
9/10/1964.
September 10th?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
1964. And your time of birth?
I really don't know the time. I was adopted, so I don't.
That's okay. That's
I don't
okay.
Know the
no
exact
worries.
Time.
No worries. We put in noon, and there's a lot of things that I can say still. And where were you born? Do you know the birth town?
Yes, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Oh, my gosh. You know that I grew up right near there, up in Vista. You know Vista, New York?
I heard of it, yes.
Yeah, up there near South Salem and Ridgefield. And
okay.
I grew up there.
Okay.
Did you grow up in Connecticut? Are you calling me
no,
from there tonight?
No, I didn't. I grew up in North Carolina.
What town?
Close to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama's there right now.
Yeah, he is.
That's very exciting. So, very Virgo.
Yes.
You are in your head a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and you've also got a very intense chart. And, you know, some connection where you're looking to reach out to, you know, or try to understand your mother. You have some feelings about her and, you know, what it is that you'd like to know about, you know, your mother, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You have Venus in Leo. So I would imagine that even though you're, you know, Virgo, and you're up in your head a lot, and sometimes you're just never perfect enough for yourself, that you're also kind of fun and you like to be playful and you like to show off a little bit, even if it's in a kind of discreet and quiet way.
Yes.
It's kind of nice. So your Venus in Leo is playful, and I think it saves you because it gives you some really strong fire in your personality, some creativity and some fun. And and if you can just stop being so perfectionistic, then, you know, you're going to see that there's a lighter side to what it is that you want to accomplish in life.
Okay.
If things have been confusing for you lately, or if you feel like you're in a kind of confusing time, part of that is because transiting Neptune is conjunct your natal Saturn. I know that's the astrology. The interpretation is just that if you feel like, you know, like, certain things that you've imagined are dependable and then you finding out that they're not dependable, that can be very confusing. Are you having something like that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I want to tell you that it all, you know, kind of resolves and ends by Christmas, that, like, the clouds, there's a lot of, like, fog around you right now, you know, just fog that you're, like, not able to really see because either you feel like you've been lied to or you've been, like, somebody is lying to you or something. It's like the energy is very strong around you where you're not seeing the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it all kind of clears by the end of the year. And what's hard is you have to be in that right now. You know, you have to be in that. And one of the reasons is because it's trying to clear out something, I think, in your life where you're actually giving too much. Mm-hmm. You know, you're giving too much of yourself, and you're not getting enough back in return.
Mm. That's true. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, like, it's kind of like, you know, whenever we have a Neptune transit like this, a really heavy Neptune transit, Neptune-Saturn, it always feels like, whoa, you know, I built my life around these kinds of behaviors, this kind of structure, and now it feels like it's getting washed away,
yeah.
You know? And but the point of it is that you can't cling to something that's no longer working for you.
Right.
You know, you've got to be able to let it go the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know how to do that. You're very intense. You're very intense. That moon in Scorpio, Neptune in Scorpio, very intense, very psychic yourself, you know, like because you have a very strong, very good intuition. And sometimes you should listen to that intuition because you get, again, up in your head too much, you know?
Right. That's true. You're right.
Do you have any questions for me?
Just basically about love, you know? Single woman. Available.
No, that's fine. Please don't give out your telephone number on my show. let me ask you, you haven't had anything happening recently?
Not really. I wouldn't call it recently. Just
okay.
Just a talk here and there, or, you know, nobody serious, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm here with you. Okay, well, looking. You know, it's not like, obviously, it's not like there's love in everybody's chart, you know?
Right.
It's just when is it coming up? When is it going to happen? You know, that's, I think, more about people's questions.
Yeah.
You have a transit that's happening this coming, it's 2013, and it's to meet someone who's a bit older than you, a few years older, not a lot older, but maybe even up to 5 years older, and they're very, like, reliable, and they're a really good person, somebody that's established and has their own life and, you know, has their stuff together.
Right.
That kind of a person might be somebody that you should take a look at, you know? If you get asked out or you meet someone or you bump into someone and you're like, wow, he seems like a gentleman or something like that, you should take a look at that person because fundamentally he could be really good for you.
Okay.
Okay. But definitely it's a little bit of an older energy, more established. And like, I don't mean like a grandfather.
Well, I mean older.
Yeah, that's who's coming in, you know. That's who's coming in next. So put yourself out there to try and find that person, you know. Don't expect that he's just going to show up in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Not that Charlotte is the middle of nowhere. But, you know, I mean, I have friends that live in Charlotte, and Charlotte's an awesome town. And my granddaddy actually lived in Raleigh-Durham.
Oh, okay. Great.
So it's funny that you were born in Norwalk, but you're in North Carolina, and I have a connection to both places.
Wow.
So, listen, I hope that you have a really wonderful evening. You know, many blessings for that light of love to shine on you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome,
I'll try to catch you again, hopefully.
I'm on every Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You too. Good night.
I love my callers, people who call in. It's so awesome to have people on the show, listen to the show. I know my friend Mary Lou said she needed to get to bed, and she says to me, love and light to you. And I made her day feel happy, so if she catches the end of the show in the archives, love and light back to you, Mary Lou. I hope you get some good sleep. You know, I feel like I'd like to leave you with a blessing of that Leo, loving Leo energy. So why don't we just say, I love you all. That's a demonstration of love right there. And, you know, going to leave you with Here Comes the Sun, because I feel like a loving burst of energy. And, you know, I was listening to the convention earlier, and I feel like the sun is there. The sun is there for us to take it in. You guys have a good night. I'll talk to you next week.